USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg says words cannot express his shock and sadness after six people were killed and at least 10 more were wounded in the city's downtown entertainment district early Sunday morning. Sacramento County District Attorney Ann Marie Schubert says the shooter or shooters will face swift consequences if police can track them down.
If and when an arrest occurs, we're going to do everything we can to fully hold these individuals accountable and prosecute them fully.
Police saying a fight led to the murders. The International Criminal Court will look into possible Russian war crimes in Ukraine. That's according to NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Stoltenberg saying he strongly welcomes the investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
With the midterm elections just months away, Republicans are eyeing the chance of possibly retaking control of Congress. This comes as Americans are dealing with inflation hitting a 40-year high and a spike in gas prices. Speaking on ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain positively cites the March jobs report as a sign the economy is moving in the right direction.
The unemployment rate down to 3.6%. There's only been 3 months in 50 years where it's been that low. Record job creation. We're bringing the deficit down.
Gas prices continuing to go down slowly. AAA saying the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20 a gallon. That's down from last week's average of $4.24. Tiger Woods says it will be a game-time decision whether he will play at the Masters. Woods suffering a serious leg injury last year and has not competed since the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is looking to take a bite out of gun crime in the Big Apple with the NYPD's recently launched anti-gun unit. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Mayor Adams explains tackling the gun situation in New York City is twofold.
We really have to have a combination. We have to stop the flow of guns, but we must also do the job of getting the guns off the streets that's on there now. And my anti-gun unit, they're doing that.
Some critics of the new anti-gun unit claim the practice is out of date and have drawn comparisons to the New York City anti-crime units that were disbanded back in 2020. The music world is mourning the loss of one of their own.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June.
70s country pop artist C.W. McCall has died. McCall scored a massive number one in 1975 with Convoy, which took advantage of the CB craze of the 70s and inspired the 1978 film Convoy, starring Kris Kristofferson, and went on to become the mayor of Ouray, Colorado in 1986. McCall, who had been in hospice care since February, was 93. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Seinfeld fans continue to remember Estelle Harris. The red-haired actress with the distinctive voice died Saturday of natural causes at her California home, 3 weeks shy of her 94th birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.